But may I remind you this morning that Jesus died for my sins and for your sins? May I tell you who really crucified Christ today? It was you and me. You and I crucified him. You did. I did. As well as those groups around the cross. I crucified him. It was my sin. My ugly sin. Not just mistakes. Sin. It was my sin that nailed him to the cross. The Bible teaches that it wasn't because of Jesus' sin. The Bible teaches that Jesus was sinless. The Bible says that he knew no sin, but he became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of Christ in him. It was our sin. It was my sin. It was your sins. I nailed him to the cross. You nailed him to the cross. It was our sins that held him to the cross. It wasn't his. He died for us. Equally. We're all equally guilty of the crucifixion of Christ. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. There's an old Negro spiritual song that I love. I don't know if I can sing it this morning, but you'll catch it. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? And the song goes on, that were you there when he pierced him in his side? And were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Amen. It was you, and it was my sin, and it was your sin that nailed him to the cross. Let's look at one more thing. Jesus said, Father, forgive them. Well, them's me. Amen. Them's you. We're the ones. Father, forgive. Aren't you glad for the forgiveness of God? Amen. The greatest need that man has. Now think about this, folks, and we don't think about it enough as Christians. But the greatest need that a man has, the greatest need of every woman, every boy and girl and every teenager, every young person in this world, is to have their sins forgiven. That's the greatest need. And the wondrous joy of having your sins forgiven. Thank God there's forgiveness. But it's forgiveness that requires an individual drawing upon what God's done for them. Notice what Jesus said, Father, forgive them. And then notice what he said, for they. He's talking to them and they is the same. Father, forgive them. For they, the ones needs to be forgiven. They know not what they do. You're thinking, sure they do. Yes, they do. Those soldiers knew what they were doing. Those priests, scribes, Pharisees, they knew what they were doing. Their whole plan was to have Jesus killed and done away with. You know? But Jesus said, no. Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgiveness. I tell you, folks, those disciples knew what they were wrong. Jesus explained to them, I'm going to the cross. I'm going to be killed. In 3 days, I'll rise again. But they forsook him. I mean, the evil ones who drove him to the cross, all those religious leaders and teachers, you know, they knew what they were doing. There's no excuse. The soldiers knew their execution was going to end in death of the one who's been is executed. The religious leaders, everyone who's ever sinned. You and I know today, don't we? I've just explained it to you. You and I know today that it's my sin and your sin that nailed him to the cross. But we need forgiveness. Thank God for his forgiveness. John, the beloved, wrote in 1 John later on, he said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, forgiveness, if something we can learn today as Christians, is that we need to learn to be forgiving. It really is something we need. It's a Christian grace that we need to try to learn. It's a hallmark of Christianity. You know, it's strange. My wife said, listen to this woman. This woman that in Corsicana was taken there and done awful things to. And you probably heard her say, you know, I've got to forgive him because, you know, well, she said, because I'll go to hell if I don't. Well, that's not what the Bible teaches. But she knew enough about forgiveness to know that she's got to forgive, you know. And we look at that and we say, that's weird. But it's not. Now, she may have been kind of off on her theology. Well, she was way off on her theology. But forgiving, it's the hallmark of the Christian faith as believers to learn to forgive. The first martyr, Stephen, is interesting how he portrayed this quality. When they took the stones and they threw him at him and beat his life out. The first martyr in the Bible. Now, Jesus wasn't a martyr. You know that. He laid down his life. But Stephen was the first martyr in the Bible. And here's what the Bible says. As his life was being beaten away with the stones, he looked up into heaven and he said, quote, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. You know, non-Christians may have hearts that are unforgiving and have a spirit that's unforgiving. Non-Christians, unbelievers. But we as God's people, listen, we must exhibit a spirit of forgiveness for one another. Amen. I know you don't have the ability to forget. Only God can do that. You may not ever forget it, but there's no reason, if you're a child of God, that you can't forgive. Forgiveness. Amen. We must learn to forgive as He forgave. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I want to take each one of these sayings. Next week, we'll look at the second one. Or tonight, we'll look at the second one. Where Jesus says to the penitent thief, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. What a wonderful statement. Today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Let's stand together. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I wonder this morning, with every head bowed, please, no one looking around, if I could ask a couple of questions today. I don't do this all the time. Sometimes I'm convicted about it. First question, with every head bowed, please, no one looking around. If you died today, do you know for sure you'd go to heaven? If you died today, are you 100% sure, without a doubt, that you'd go to heaven? With every head bowed and every eye closed, and I hope that you understand the question, can you lift your hand and lifting your hand, make it a testimony and saying, I know that I'm saved and I know I'm going to heaven. Please, no one looking around. Amen. Amen. Hands all over the auditorium. Thank you. You may put them down. I'm so thankful that I can lift my hand. I tell you, what a testimony to be able to lift our hands and say, I'm going to heaven. I don't know. I couldn't tell. So many hands went up, but I just want to make sure. Is there one here today? You say, preacher, I couldn't lift my hand honestly and say, if I died today, I'd go to heaven, because I don't know that for sure. And I want you to pray for me. If you're here this morning, you'll say, preacher, and please understand, I'm not asking you if you're a Baptist or Methodist or Catholic or Presbyterian or Episcopalian. That's not what I'm asking you this morning. I'm asking you, are you a child of God? You know for sure that if you died, you'd go to heaven. If you're here today and you say, preacher, I don't know that. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't know. I just don't know for sure. Would you like to know for sure? Would you like to know that when you leave this building today that your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life and you're on your way to heaven? And you can lay your head down on your pillow tonight knowing you're a child of God and heaven's your home. If you're here today and you don't know that, can I pray for you? Will you let me pray for you? With every head bowed, please, no one looking around. Will you lift your hand and say, preacher, and lifting that hand, you say, preacher, Brother Gary, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure I'm going to heaven today. And I want you to pray for me. And I want to pray for you. Will you lift your hand so I can see it? Is there one like that? Just lift your hand up. Preacher, pray for me. I don't know for sure that I'm going to heaven when I die. Please pray for me. Will you let me pray for you? Is there one? Hold it up long enough that I can see it. Let me look down on the floor here first. Anyone on this bottom floor? Say, preacher, pray for me. How about up in the balcony? Young people, is there someone in the balcony? Say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. Please pray for me. Will you slip your hand up and let me see it so I can pray for you? Is there one? I didn't see one hand go. I may have missed you, and if I did it, I just didn't see anyone. It might have been the youngin' standing, but God sees your heart, and I'm going to pray for you, and my prayer won't save you. You have to come. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The Father's forgiveness is for those who ask for it and get saved. Father, speak to hearts today. I don't know. I didn't see a hand raised that said they weren't sure they're saved. But Lord, I can't see the heart. You can see the heart. So if there's one here today that's never been saved, I pray today they'll have their sins forgiven. And Lord, I pray